You're listening to SBS News.
The German cruise liner Artania finally set sail from Fremantle this weekend, bound for its home port in Germany. The troubled vessel saw the deaths of three passengers from COVID-19 during its three-week stay. 400 crew members and 11 passengers are now on their way home, with stops scheduled in Indonesia and the Philippines. It marks the end of Western Australia's cruise ship saga, with a number of ships becoming a major source of the state's infections. WA Premier Mark McGowan says he, like many others, is relieved to see the cruise liner go.
Today is quite an important day for Western Australia in terms of our battle to minimise the impact of COVID-19. That's because the cruise ship Artania has just left Fremantle Port. Every West Australian has come to know a lot about this particular cruise ship, and I'm sure every West Australian, like me, is very pleased to see it leave.
The departure of the Artania was overseen by Australian Border Force, Western Australian Police and Australian Medical Assistance Teams. The ship was cleaned and all passengers were screened to ensure they were not infected with COVID-19. A crowd gathered to watch and show their support as the ship embarked on its homeward journey. A passerby said it was a moving moment.
So it's emotional time, and it's nice to, you know, just to celebrate these little milestones, that these people can go back to their families and the boat can go home. And it's one less drama on the big drama that is the ocean of the world news at the moment, isn't it? It's pretty overwhelming, so especially with little kids and stuff. So it was nice, and everyone cheered and everyone was supportive.
It comes as Western Australia confirms another two cases of coronavirus from the Artania. One person was removed from the ship on the 8th of April and is in quarantine at a hotel, while the other was in self-isolation on board before being taken off this week. The state has reported 221 COVID-19 cases linked to cruise ships so far, including 53 from the Ruby Princess and 81 from the Artania. Meanwhile, across Australia, cruise ships continue to be problematic, with at least 21 fatalities linked to the Ruby Princess. An 83-year-old Queenslander who was a passenger of the Celebrity Eclipse ship has also died while in quarantine. Mr. McGowan says WA's strong stance on restrictions and support from the federal government has helped prevent the situation from worsening.
I wanted to make sure we avoided the Ruby Princess debacle that we saw happen in Sydney. The cruise ship saga has been one of the most difficult issues that we have grappled with in WA. It all started with the Magnifica cruise ship. There was no doubt we were facing a situation that could easily have turned into a major health crisis, one we would have lost control over and could have led to our hospitals being overrun with sick people from cruise ships.
The Premier confirmed 79 crew members and 28 passengers of the Artania stayed behind in Perth, 11 of whom are in hospital. The rest are quarantined in hotels, with most expected to return home on a chartered flight on Sunday. Western Australia has now recorded 544 cases of coronavirus, only 149 of which are active. 33 patients are receiving treatment in Perth's hospitals, including 6 in intensive care. And New South Wales Police has also revealed the Ruby Princess cruise ship won't leave the state's waters until next week. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.